Go for it.
Question. How big of a blow is the rough on the
other? Well, I mean, it hurts, but we got to, you know, find a way to overcome it, and I believe that's what, you know, that's what each step, when you're building a team, that's what each step is about, you know, and sometimes, you know, you find yourself in different stages than other teams, and we're a young group coming together that that's a lesson that we have to learn, that we have to overcome, and we'll do that, you know, we'll do that. It's just, you know, it's part of it. It's our first time experiencing something like that, this group, and it was disappointing because we felt like we had battled back after a slow start, but one that we have to find a way to overcome. Absolutely. I mean, I would like to, you know, I would like to had a couple go his way that we just didn't get completed. We got to find a way to do that. So you're right on with that. We just, you know, we'll continue with this unit with him moving, you know, to Z as he has. It's a new spot for him. And so, you know, as we grow together, we're all figuring out, you know, everybody's role. And so we understood that. You know, once we made the moves that we did at the 53 and brought this group together, we knew, you know, that would be probably part of it. We'd just be trying to figure out everybody's role again. And so we'll do that each week, and each rep is a learning opportunity for us to get better and to understand that better. But ultimately, you're exactly right. We'd love to get the ball in Robbie's hands more, and we'll find a way to do that. Well, it was just a matchup thing. You know, something that we had talked about, you know, during the week that we wanted to take advantage of. And there's a credit to Coach Morton because he talked about it, you know. They mix in man and zone, but we felt like we could, you know, in a third and short situation, we could get him into man and maybe take a shot. And we wanted to push the ball downfield. We talked about that. And so it's a credit to him and the staff, that, you know, coming up with that design and just, you know, having the wherewithal to call it. Because sometimes you talk about doing that, but then in that situation, it's easy just to go, hey, let's move the sticks. But for us and where we're at as a team and the way we need to get the ball downfield, that was an opportunity for us to do that. And so it was a heck of a play by Jermaine. Well, like I said, we're a new group that's just coming together, so every rep is good for us. You know, every rep is good work for us to learn one another and to get better and to learn about one another. And so more than anything, too, to show to our brothers on the sideline that we're not quitting. You know, we're going to keep fighting. And so those are good things. I think, you know, we look at the running game. I believe we took a step there. And so we'll keep building on that. I know it's disappointing. You look at this kind of loss and the scoreboard, and you know, it doesn't look like you can find a lot of good. But we're going to do that because, you know, we want to keep establishing ourselves in the things that we're good at and building on those things and stay positive. And so that drive was certainly you know, part of that process, and that'll be one that we can build on. No, I mean, yeah, it was a little bit because I wasn't much of a base stealer in Little League, but you know, I was on dirt, and I figured, you know, when you get on that dirt, it's a little bit different surface, so something had to be up for me to be running that far. And then it was the decision as I, you know, got towards the end of the run. You know, we've preached about sliding, and it was the business decision to, I could take a three more steps and maybe get hit, but not have to slide in this dirt, or slide in the dirt, and I slid in the dirt, and you get all scraped up, but it's part of it. You know, it's, you know, it is what it is. It's a cool part having played here and part of the history of the stadium. You know, I don't know how much longer, obviously, that we'll have, you know, that kind of dynamic in football. So it's part of it.
How do you feel like your offensive
line played
today, early in the game,
yeah, no, I felt like they played, especially given their front and the guys and the pressure that they can create. I thought they played their tails off. Most importantly, how we ran the ball. You know, that was something, obviously, we came away from last week very disappointed in our running game. And man, we took a step there and did some good things. So So again, those are the things that we're going to look at. There's a ton of stuff to clean up, obviously, but as you, when you go through that and you want to find positives as well, and the running game and the way the O-line played, I think, you know, are two things that we can get excited about. Yeah, I think so, because it's just this thing's hard. Every week, you go in, you put everything you can into a game plan, and you put everything out there on Sunday afternoon. And when it doesn't go your way, man, that can be really deflating. And so you know, for the guys to understand, you know, as they, especially the young guys, as they build their careers, how you go, you know, about it, you know, regardless of what happened. If we were 2-0. We would be saying we got to enjoy this one and then move on, and we got to let this thing a little bit and then move on with the loss. And so that's the mindset. Look at the things at the tape, you know, where you physically screwed up, where you mentally screwed up. Ask yourself why they happened. You know, mentally, why did they happen? What can I do in the classroom, staying later, that I can avoid that from happening, you know, next week, and then continue to grow physically as you learn the game. And that's the idea with the young guys, is all of us. And hopefully over time, when you trust that process and you keep building into that, you have a chance that you look up one day and you've put together a good team and you're starting to play better and better. Yeah, obviously we got down there with Jermaine, and you know, wanted to push the ball a little bit more, and we're getting there, but we're committed to that. You know, once you get behind them and get deep, they start backing off of you. But we want to continue to try to find a way to push the ball down the field. That's for sure. But control the ball, is also paramount, protecting it and running it. So we got a lot that we can get better at. We feel like we did a lot today in some of those areas that we can build on.
Josh, I apologize if you've answered this. But,
all good.
What'd you see on the
34-yard touchdown? Yeah. So just a matchup thing, really cool during the week. Coach Morton, you know, that was one of the things we left, you know, last week. Said, hey, let's push the ball downfield. A lot of times, you know, when you're playing a team that's a lot of mixes man zone, it's hard to find yourself, you know, the right look. And so sometimes, you know, you'll get more tight man in 3rd and 2 to 3 because they're protecting the sticks. But you have to have the wherewithal to make that call. And so it's a hats off to Coach Morton for dialing that up and saying, you know, let's push. He talked about it all week. Let's push the ball downfield on this play. It's going to be 3rd and 2. But, you know, we're not going to play scared. We're going to put it downfield. And so it's hats off to him. Hats off to Jermaine for making the play and the guys up front for protecting. There were a lot of moments like that where things that we talked about during the week, plays we came up with, came to fruition. And so that's what I mean. It's hard for you guys because, you know, you don't necessarily understand the whole game plan. But those things for us are things that we can build on as we put together this offensive unit.
Everybody good? Thank you, John.
Thanks guys.